For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
The Supreme Court is now considering whether Donald Trump's immune from criminal prosecution for acts he took in office following some really compelling testimony. Fox's Jared Halpern was inside the courtroom for it, and I was listening in yesterday. A really compelling Q&A from the justices with the attorneys on all sides. Biggest takeaways you had from that?
Biggest takeaway I had was that the justices, I think, are thinking about this case in the context of history, the context of the ages, as Justice Neil Gorsuch put it, as they try and deal with this presidential immunity, presidential power, executive power question that they've never dealt with before. At one point, Justice Kavanaugh joined other justices in kind of saying, well, let's set aside the facts of this particular case and talk about what happens if we do X, Y, or Z, right? What happens if a president wants to, you know, assassinate a political rival? What happens if a president wants to prosecute a former political rival? And kind of looking at the stability and the institution of the presidency in a much larger scale than just this case in front of them. And so if that's the case, we could get a fairly landmark ruling here from the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, conversely, the justices also did seem eager to see what kind of middle ground is available to them, trying to distinguish between what is an official act that a president takes and what is an act that is not part of the office, a campaign action or a personal action. And at one point, Justice Amy Coney Barrett got, I thought, a pretty significant concession from John Sauer, the former president's attorney, when she kind of went through a list of allegations laid out in the indictment and asked if those were official or private, and a few of them he conceded were private, which raises the question about does that get the same immunity if any, and does it maybe allow a pathway here for some of these charges to move forward more swiftly than others if there has to be some additional arguments over, the context of what's an official act or not. So also the possibility that this is further delayed, Rich, and moves well beyond the calendar that federal prosecutors had hoped for this trial that, if you recall, was supposed to have begun last month and then this month and now is indefinitely on hold as these immunity questions continue to be resolved and may not be fully resolved even after yesterday's arguments at the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah, go deeper on that, because if they were to kick it back down to the appeals court level, that would likely throw sand in the gears, I would think, right?
It would depend, I think, the context and how they do it. But absolutely, if they basically say, listen, you have immunity for official acts, but not unofficial, not private acts or unofficial acts, and sort of give that guidance to the courts and then tell the courts, you know, suss it out, right? Figure out through this indictment what is immune and what isn't. That would delay this, right? You have to have other briefs filed. You'd have to have arguments set. Certainly that would be appealed. It could go back to the U.S. Supreme Court. That could take months, Rich, and months that prosecutors say they don't have because they're trying to get this done, certainly on a timeline that comports with the presidential election that begins, well, it has begun in earnest, but with the election itself in November.
I guess the only other fascinating thing to me was just the ability to listen to it in real time, which is a result of the COVID era, and to be able to have an illuminating...
So glad to have that back.
Yeah, isn't that nice to be able to hear it?
Well, not only that, the other thing that's from that COVID era is the justices asking questions in a very organized fashion, because during COVID, they did arguments over the phone, and so They had a preset determined order of how justices would ask questions. They seem to keep that moving, and that has made it much easier to identify who is speaking, Rich.
Yeah, no flushing of toilets either, which is always
radio-friendly arguments I'm always a fan of.
Indeed, indeed. All right, fascinating story, and we'll certainly be dialed in for whatever whenever a decision may happen to come from the high court. Fox's Jared Halpern here every weekday on Jacksonville's Morning News. It's 8:46.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.